This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody. Let's go right to him, man. You know, spring football's right around the corner. All this talk about transfer portal and NIL. I need a little Alex Dono fix today. Host of Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC. As we say good morning to Alex. Alex, I got to ask you right off the bat, man. I've talked about some of my screw-ups for Valentine's Day. How I'm guessing you're the nicest guy, by the way, in the history of radio. And I'm guessing you did the right thing and you're already taken care of and you're good.
Not exactly, Joe. I'm going to be honest. I like to try to, when we go out for Valentine's Day, we like to, you know, we've been married 13 years. You know, I'm not taking her out to Chili's or something. Like, we try to go to a nice place. And, you know, I waited probably a little bit too long for like Monday or Tuesday to try to find dinner reservations. And so... I think the wife is okay with this. She's probably lying to me. She's okay. At least she says she's okay with the idea that we got dinner reservations for Sunday, February 16th, because we couldn't get any for actual Valentine's Day. So we're doing Valentine's Day at the end of the weekend instead of tonight, because I couldn't get a reservation anywhere she likes.
I don't have any problem with that. That's a great effort by you. Seriously, you didn't give up. You were relentless, and you still got it during the weekend. I think that's
I don't know
really
if that's going to go over so well, to
nice
be honest
job.
With
no,
you.
I think
that's a little dicey.
I think we all do things at the last second.
Yeah, we do, but.
But I think that's good effort. Hey, Alex, we got a lot of stuff to
good
get.
Good luck, Dono, buddy.
Yeah, good luck. I think he's fine. I think he's got some hall passes. I think you're fine on this one. Alex, I do want to ask you, though. We got ourselves a new defensive back coach, Will Harris, and everybody seems to be raving about this guy. The way he coaches, his recruiting, he's a pit bull.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this move. And, you know, of course, one of the first things I wanted to know, and, you know, I'm pretty close with Brandon Olson, who hosts Locked On Gators. I know a couple of other people who cover Florida. Like, I wanted to know, like, why is he leaving? What's going on there? Was he well-liked? Was he, like, forced out or something? No, I mean, Will Harris, incredibly well-liked and valued up there in Gainesville. My understanding is he doesn't get along with the defensive coordinator there, so that seems to be why he was looking for other opportunities.
That makes sense, yep.
Yeah, and then the opportunity at Miami, it really fits like a glove for Coach Harris, because something, Joe, that Will Harris seems to do really well, if you look at the players that he recruited at Florida, not only landed, you know, three defensive backs that were all in the top 15 of DB class, but a lot of the same guys Miami was recruiting. I mean, he landed Ben Hanks Jr., and down to Miami versus Florida for him. He ended up flipping Hilton Drake Stubbs, who was committed to Miami and flipped to Florida. So he already recruits a ton of the same, or was recruiting a ton of the same players. Miami was recruiting a lot of the same high schools all over the state of Florida that Miami was recruiting. So from a recruiting point of view, Will Harris coming to Miami, it fits perfectly because he basically can keep his same big board of recruits that he was recruiting over there, brings it right down to South Florida.
So, you know, it's funny because we talk about the recruiting side, and we always ask the head coaches about this, and I've asked Mario about this. When you break it down, the importance of recruiting versus a guy that can flat out coach and make players better. And if you get that combo, you got something special. But, boy, I'll tell you what. He's got his work cut out getting that group their confidence. He's got a lot of new faces back there. Transfer portal, they hit hard in the secondary as well as through recruiting. Do you feel better about this group that they've been able to get to try to upgrade this next batch of secondary players?
Yeah, I feel much better, Joe. And, of course, it's all, until you actually see it, it's all on paper. But some of the guys that they've added, I mean, Xavier Lucas, who comes down from Wisconsin, Zechariah Poyser, the safety from Jacksonville State. And safeties, by the way, that's the unit that we're expecting Will Harris to focus on, you know, because, again, Miami's got two defensive backs coaches. They hired Zach Etheridge away from Houston a couple of weeks ago. We think he's going to focus more on the cornerbacks. And Coach Harris is going to focus on the safeties. And, of course, he's got Zaquan Patterson heading into his second year that Coach Harris gets to work with, Dylan Day that he gets to work with. So, yeah, I mean, the defensive backfield we know was a huge problem area last year at Miami. And I don't think there's, you know, we see what they've done with that group now. You've got two new DBs coaches from last year because last year, you know, Lance Guidry, the defensive coordinator who they fired, was also coaching the safeties. And, you know, Chevis Jackson left. He's maybe nudged out, but he was coaching the cornerbacks. You've got two new DBs coaches this year, a ton of new DBs because, they've already added five guys through the transfer portal at those positions, corner right. and safety. And I think, you know, who knows, they might even add somebody else when the spring portal opens up, an entirely new coaching. So I think the talent looks a lot better at those groups. And it's good to know, even last season, you know, a guy who was probably the strength of the defensive backfield was just a true freshman, O.J. Frederick, who's heading into his second year. So that's something that these coaches can really, someone that they can really build up and continue to develop. So I'm expecting defensive back to no longer be a problem area for Miami now.
You know, Alex, and I know it's a hot thing right now, the transfer portal, and you're getting guys that have college experience and have had success in other programs, whether they're smaller or Power 5 or Power 4, it doesn't matter if they come from those conferences. I want to see it through the development of great recruiting classes, though. I want to see more Justin Scott. I want to see Armando Blunt. I want to see Zaquan Patterson. Those guys need to play, man, the next step for those guys, not a little bit. Like, we need to see those guys as frontliners. Carson Beck, I'll give you another one. We can't keep paying. I was on this morning, and I'm driving Woody nuts because I don't know if Woody's buying in on this, but you can't keep getting a one-year transfer portal every year. The cost to do business is expensive. We just went from $1.5 million to get potentially the number one pick in the draft. Great deal there. Worth every friggin' dime. Carson Beck, more than double the amount to get him, and there's a good chance he's not even close to being as good as Cam Ward. But you have to do it. He's got experience. He's been in a big program. At some point, you can't do one-year transfer portal, guys. I know they can, but you really don't want to chew up all your money, whatever your budget is for the NIL. This Luke Nickell deal, I think Luke Nickell's going to be the story and be the number one watch guy for spring football for Miami Hurricane fans. He should be, because we need Luke Nickell to show early on with big strides, and I know he's right out of high school, and I know there's going to be some growing pains, but we need to see that he can play. Do you agree with this?
100%. And, you know, I feel the same way you do philosophically about all this stuff. I mean, I was on board with bringing on Carson Beck, especially after, you know, seeing the unfortunate performance of Emery Williams in the second half of that Pop-Tart Bowl. But I'm with you. I want this to be the last time. I don't want to have to bring in a transfer every single year. And I'm excited about Luke Nickell. I mean, the kid comes in with a lot of swag, Joe. I mean, two consecutive state championships in Georgia, where they play really good high school football in Georgia. And his school, Milton High School, is in the largest classification. So he's playing big-time high school football, and it's not as if he was just, you know, a kind of a passenger on that team. Like, he at quarterback at Milton, he was the driving force of that team. He threw for, I think, over 400 yards in the state championship game and had an incredible playoffs. And he looks to me like he can absolutely be quarterback of the future at Miami. And, you know, it really, I know Shannon Dawson and him have a really good relationship. I don't think Nickel would be at Miami right now if not for, you know, the recruitment and the scheme fit that he feels Shannon Dawson is for him. So it's going to be really important to develop him when he gets here, because, you know, you look at some of the quarterbacks Miami has recruited out of high school, you know, in recent years. I mean, we did get some good stuff out of Tyler Van Dyke, but that thing went sideways. You know, Jakari Brown didn't last at Miami. You know, we're not so sure how the Emery Williams development is going at this point. You know, obviously some of these guys I'm going to name predate the current coaching staff, so it's not their fault. But like Jake Garcia was a guy who came in, Joe, with high expectations as a high four-star recruit. And not only did Jake Garcia not work out at Miami, he hasn't worked out anywhere he's been. It's just been an unfortunate fall for him. But we haven't really had a great development at quarterback, maybe since Brad Kaya, right? Because De'Aaron King had a good year, but he was a transfer. So, you know, we need to start really developing at that position, and hopefully Nickel can be the guy. And I also like Darion Coleman, who he still isn't on campus yet because he's a 2026, but I think he's a really good quarterback as well out of Jones High School in Orlando, who's committed to Miami for the upcoming cycle. So, I want to get guys like Nickel and like Coleman into the pipeline and develop these guys, because I think you're always better off when you can get these quarterbacks recruited and developed organically.
I'm gonna take another one too, because you got to replace some big time players. We've seen it through the Senior Bowl, and this Restrepo is an important position. That guy, what Restrepo did was unbelievable. You know, first downs, big plays down the field. I'd like to see Malachi Toney have a chance to get that. I think that kid at American Heritage Plantation, they won a state championship. He had to play quarterback at the end of the year, but because Bell went down. But I'd like to see that and the center. They got the top center in the country, and I know they got a transfer portal guy. But if that guy is the best center in the country, wouldn't it be refreshing? I know he's got a lot to learn, man. I get it. That's the center position is, you know, there's a jump there. It's going to take a while. I want to see this SJ, I don't know how to say his last name.
Alofi Tuli, I think.
You're good. You're good right there. That's beautiful the way you did that. Good cover for me. But if he is the best, like everybody says, oh, we got the guy out of Gorman. He's it. I want to see his ass play. I'm tired of hearing about guy, oh, man, Joe, wait till you see it. I'm not a patient fan. I want to see it now. If he's it, I just don't. I'm cooling off on transfer portal guys. How did you think overall the transfer portal class, minus the running back and minus the quarterback? What do you think of transfer portal class last year?
There's
some guys that got off to a great start.
Yeah,
that disappeared at the end of the year.
But when you say minus the quarterback, I mean, you kind of ignore like maybe the greatest transfer in portal history.
Correct.
Sam Ward. But I get you. I get.
I'm talking numbers
here.
Of like defensively.
Yeah. A lot of those guys didn't live up. I mean, someone I will give props to. I thought Simeon Barrow at defensive tackle had a very good season.
For a while.
You know, he was pretty. I think the last couple of games he was pretty. He was a little banged up, but he was good overall. Yeah, I was definitely a little bit disappointed in Tyler Barron. You know, I know he's about to get drafted, and he should because he's got all the physical tools. But he was inconsistent, Joe. I mean, on the edge, he had like a couple of really, really good games to start the year. He dominated Florida, and I think he played well against South Florida. But then he just wasn't really all that present down the stretch. So yeah, I mean, I get your point. I probably beat it up too much.
I just wanted to. Yeah. I just was thinking about this, and I was like, man, these guys are coming in early. They're coming. High school guys are all coming in earlier and earlier, more and more of them, to go to spring football, which means giving up. These guys are serious dudes about their football if they're giving up a last half a year to be with that little girlfriend in high school, man. That's a big one right there. Hey, Alex, thank you, man. I appreciate you coming on and listening to me. I probably had too much coffee again this morning, but
Joe, have as much coffee as you want. I love it. I love watching Joe or listening to Joe rant about the transfer portal. I appreciate it because I agree with you on most of this stuff. I mean, you know, I'm happy to get a few of these impactful transfers, but I want this to be organic through recruiting 80%. That's what I want.
Yeah. That's a good number. I like that. And I know they're not done, and I know Marl's going to go out and hit it one more time, like you said. But anyway, thanks, bud. Have a great one. I hope Valentine's Day works out for you because I don't want you in the – little lady fighting after 13 years. You guys are in good shape. Everybody thanks, likes you, Donald. I'm telling you, man, everybody likes you, bud. You're most liked guy at this radio station, no question. Anyway, that's Alex Donald, host of Locked On Canes, always great, and Locked On ACC. I got to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida, man. You'll like them. You'll like them. Hopefully you don't have to go through a sports-related injury. But as you know, if you're competitive, your kids are competitive sooner or later in team or individual sport, everybody gets hurt. That's just a fact. Nobody's going through life playing sports and not going to have an injury. That's just not going to happen. Then people ask me, where do the pros go? And I go, well, I'm glad you asked. Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, high school, college, and professional athletes here in South Florida as well as around the country. Come down to see the top specialists in the business. They have put together an all-star lineup of sports medicine doctors, man. Knee and shoulder and foot and ankle and hand specialists and back specialists. Hip and knee replacement doctors. Achilles, we do it all, man. They've seen it all. Look, I just went doctor like I went 20 years to medical school. I want to let you know these guys are really good, and you can see them. You don't have to go out of town to see the best. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Great locations in Dade and Broward County. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the practice facility in 595 in Pine Island Implantation. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Set up an appointment today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees.
Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey. Ah, Valentine's Day. Oh, boy. Ready to go, Woody. You're laughing.
Don't sound so excited.
No.
Hey, Dono. Dono screwed it up, man.
He didn't screw up.
Sunday reservation. You can't do that.
First of all.
It doesn't even count.
You can't get mad at Alex Dono.
I'm
seriously.
Not mad at Alex Dono. I love Alex Dono.
If you were to do like people.
One of my favorite people in the world.
Everybody likes Alex Dono. Alex Dono gets people that
he's
I
he's like the nicest guy at his. And the crazy thing is he's really nice, but he's actually good at his job. Like we've been around people that are really nice that suck, but he's actually really good at his job too.
So Alex Dono, I know like people that don't like me and I don't like. And he's in the middle. He gets along with everybody. And I go, man,
yeah.
that's. He just doesn't fight. He's had a couple partners. He had one that was out there and, you know, saw stuff. Another guy couldn't stay awake for a show. And he worked through it. And, you know, he ended up.
How many shots are we going to take this morning?
No. But think about it. Like, he had a show and he was good, but everybody he worked with either had a drug problem or couldn't stay awake for the show and was hitting their head on the mic. I mean, it was just terrible. But he's always been the guy, oh, man, it's too bad. Everybody likes Dono. Jeez, man. It's just so now he's doing great.
He's killing it on that podcast.
Yeah,
yep.
And he works hard. And so good for him, man. And that's compliments, by the way. It's all compliments, yeah. What I was just saying. That was
he's got the post-game show for the Canes for football.
Yeah, no.
Doing a nice job
you
there.
Know, he's doing it. And
that show's gotten a little easier over the years, though.
What do you mean, winning?
A little less losing.
More
yeah,
talent.
Yeah. More talent, yeah.
You want to talk about a guy that's got some pressure on him?
Who's that?
That would be the new quarterback, Carson Beck.
Mm-hmm.
This
big shoes to fill.
You think?
Yeah.
Cam Ward comes in and shatters every record. Might be the first overall pick. Again, that could change and, you know. I don't know. He's going to go up there, though. He's going to be up there in the top 10 picks, most likely.
Well, do you agree with this? The expectation for that team now is anything less than an ACC championship would be kind of a failure of a season?
Just so you know, anything short of them not winning the ACC or finishing second is going to be a disappointment with the amount of money they're spending.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, they jump back in the game. I got a lot of respect. They decided a couple years ago. You may or may not like the decisions, but they said we got to upgrade our facilities. Check. We got to have an NIL budget to be able to play with the big boys. We don't have to do as much as some of them, but we got to be up there. And on top of that, they pay their coaches. The coaching staff now is well taken care of. So they've got everything they need. Paying the head coach, obviously. So they got everything they need. And it's Miami. It's not a bad place just to sell as Miami. That Coral Gables area is gorgeous. Play at an NFL stadium. I get some of you may like the college stadium atmosphere, and I get it. Went up there and saw games in Florida at Florida State and saw them in Gainesville, and it's nice. But I got to tell you, I think there's a little something to be said for when you have a good product and playing at a professional stadium. So they got everything they need. More stuff coming. So, you should be in a ball game every year. You shouldn't be taking a back seat to anybody. Now you got to keep winning and go from there, and then we'll see what happens. But I'm really, really stuck right now on we got to get more out of these recruiting classes for the guys that have stayed around that you've been able. And usually you can get some most of the recruiting class unless it's a terrible freshman year experience. To come back for a second year if they think they're going to play. But I will tell you, there's not a lot of 4- and 5-star guys going to stay around a second year if they're not playing a lot. They're just not. And they've got some guys that – and now when I say this, they got guys that everybody recruited when they decided to come here. We need to see more Justin Scott. We need to see more Zaquan Patterson, considered one of the best safeties coming out of Chaminade. Armando Blunt was a stud and came out a year early. Could have stayed, had another year of eligibility, came out early. He needs about 260 now. Another one of those central guys like Reuben Bain that can really rush the passer. Giddy up, go get him, man. This is your spring to set up for your summer playing against Notre Dame in Florida. And so you throw in those guys, and then some of these freshmen need to play too, Woody. There's always a nice story or two, right, of a guy that comes in and you just go, hell, man, coming out of spring football, that guy's ready to play. We need to play him. Sounds like what I've been doing with the whole free agency thing too.
It does, it's a different level. But, yeah, the expectations are going to be very high now, man. Like, you have that kind of season, and they've spent sounds like a pro team. They've spent – I feel like we're talking about the Dolphins with Stephen Ross. They've spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
We got the same two teams doing the same thing. Except one can't figure out how to win.
So this week, the Dolphins went out and basically signed an extra coach unless my math is gone.
What do they do? They call Ross and they go, hey, we need another guy.
Yes. Like, can you imagine that?
And Ross says, yes, do whatever you want.
So I got to
spend as much money as you need.
Woody, I'm so glad you said that.
Even though they called him cheap when they talk about the backup quarterback. But.
Woody, I'm so glad you said that, what you just said. So we went through this whole thing with the quarterback. And they decided, and he went out, and Mike obviously really wanted this guy to come in and felt he could really help his passing game. So they have now officially, usually – you lose a couple coaches, you replace them. In this situation, they've just added another guy. Because you can have unlimited coaches. You can have as many coaches. And I got to tell you, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Mike has the most coaches of any coaching staff that we've had. So that team says, if that's going to help you and help the passing game and help this thing, then and he's coming in with fresh thoughts and ideas that you think can really help you, then let's do it. It's just, you're like, okay, wow. I'm like everybody else. It's great to have good coaches, but how many do you need? I mean, we were talking one day, felt like it's one coach every two players. And again, I know it's not the old days. We had 10 coaches. I know that. And I know you can have unlimited coaches. There's no budget on coaches. What you pay and that's a separate thing from the players, which do have some form of a salary cap right now. So you're right. Stephen Ross strikes again. Somebody signed off. Somebody made the call, and he goes, do whatever you have to do. If that's it, I want to win. Same thing. Coming out of New York and now Palm Beach. I want to win. Let's hope we get it right, folks.
I respect the hell out of him for it, man. He's a great owner, isn't he? I think, know he doesn't always make the right hires, but man.
So it's funny you said that.
I'd take that guy like over at Jerry Jones all day. Opens up the checkbook.
We have an owner who spends money. The question for some people is not that he spends the money, because he does. So you can't go around and go, we got a cheap-ass owner. No. The exact opposite. The question is, when he needs to make moves, does he, too, fall in love with guys and not?
I understand his perspective as to why he didn't want to blow this thing up. He's 85, right? Isn't that what he is? He's 85?
Some 80-something, yeah.
I get it. Like, you don't want to go through
another
rebuild.
He doesn't
want to
go through the
I completely
system,
get that.
And now you're telling me you want to get this kind of player and this kind of
He may get bad information from these people that are around. Who knows?
Well, they're giving him what they believe.
Or they're telling him what he wants to hear, maybe. I don't know.
Chris got the Batmobile line directly.
The Bat line?
Gets right to that Batmobile wherever he is. Can you imagine that? Chris can call the owner anywhere he is and go, hey, here's you know, and by the way, Chris is not sounding like a lot of us and the fan base. Chris has got a much more positive perspective going forward where this team is than, and it is amazing because talk to writers.
What else was he going to say?
No, exactly.
You just call Stephen Ross, say, hey, man, listen, I dug us into a really deep hole here.
No,
we got a lot of bad players, bad contracts.
You're right.
Quarterback stinks.
You are exactly right.
He's not going to do that.
No way.
He must be, by the way, Joe, I'm sorry to interrupt you, he must be a tremendous salesman. Without knowing him, he must be a truly tremendous salesman, Chris Greer.
He is.
To have kept his job that long.
My question is this. He's our lead football guy. He's it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He is. All right, who's the Pat Riley? It's Chris Greer. He's our football guy. The question is, should he be leading the football organization? Should he? Has he shown that he can do it? And I understand working with a coach and you got lots of personalities and lots of stuff. And how much do you give in to your coach? And how many times you tell your coach, no, we're going to go this direction and you're going to be glad I did this for you. And one of my pet peeves with Chris Greer has been that coaches tell him what he wants and he gives in, especially around the draft, because he doesn't want to draft somebody that the coach doesn't like because he thinks it just gets off to a bad start. He wants to find a guy that they like that he can sell, that he can buy off on as well. I think you're a GM, man. GM is just, hey, man, sorry if you don't like this. I get it, but we're going to go this because I really like this guy and this is what I do. And you coach him and we're going to be good. Hey, I want to tell you about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. They get along great every day. Yeah, the partners of Cohen and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. Same partners who handle your case from start to finish. More than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, small enough just to get you to call them back. Now, that leads me to this. I just want to say this to everybody out there. If you've decided to go with a different injury law firm, you've been hurt on an accident, automobile accident, or work, or anything else, and you want to get updates, and the people you have chosen, the law firm, has not been great about getting back to you, and it kind of bothers you, you don't feel like you're a priority, I promise you this, you will be a priority with Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Will not cost you a dime. You're legally allowed to do it. If you're not happy where you are right now, the way you're treated, can't get a hold of them, don't like it, don't feel important with something that should be important because you're the one in pain, go to CohenandJudah.com, read the reviews on what they're saying about them. Great people skills, you can even get a hold of them on the weekend. Go to CohenandJudah.com, 866-FAIR-FEE. Remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work, you hire them to do.
All right, a few things to get you caught up on here, Joe, before we resume play. First, weather brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. I told you we got about 48 hours of just beautiful, beautiful pickleball weather here. 75, sunny, just perfect for your day tomorrow out there on the pickleball courts.
Robert Bailey, yeah. Big charity event, raising a lot of money, a lot of teams coming out, men and women. Be fun.
Nothing wrong with pickleball. I even fighting it, but I think this is it, man. I think this is it for you.
You're gonna embrace it. I'm saying nice things about pickleball. It's a great game. It's fun. Everybody I know is playing. Hell, we got people in town here buying teams. I think Tom Brady, didn't he buy a pickleball team or something, or a league?
If he's smart, he would.
Everybody.
You sound really convincing, by the way. Anyway, I also let people know the Renaissance Festival is back in South Florida. WQAM has got your chance to win tickets. Travel back in time to the 16th century. More than 100 artisans selling their crafts and more than 100 performers. For your chance to win, go to the WQAM.com contest page and register.
You know, it's really refreshing here on a Friday. And I do mean this kind of as a shot, too. Tyreek Hill's actually talking about racing the fastest man in the world instead of all the other stuff. Isn't it kind of nice? I'm being serious. Well, sort of. It's kind of nice. Like, there's a Tyreek Hill story, and it doesn't have to do with a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to do with I'm out. No, it's good. Noah Lyles, they're going to race. And I would recommend, Tyreek, if you've watched Noah Lyles run, you might want to make that the shortest possible race to have a chance to stay close. Because if you let him get close to that 100 meters, it could get a little ugly. This is what the guy does for a living.
I'm guessing Tyreek is not going to have a chance. Right?
I don't think so either, no.
Tyreek's the fastest football player I've ever seen.
Yes.
The way that he used to, well, I hate to say used to, but...
Well, we just didn't see it.
The lasting image like I have of Tyreek Hill is in that game against the Bills where he throws up the peace sign and he burns those DBs.
He had...
That was absolutely insane that he would do that to those... And those guys are fast, man. Those guys in the secondary.
Reel, yeah, his highlight reel.
Yeah.
Not last year, but the last 2 years. Yep. Like he could sit with the grandkids someday or all the kids. He could sit together and... He could come up with a good hour of a couple hours of very entertaining stuff of what he's been able to do.
It appears to me from watching that sprinter show that you got me onto that a lot of work actually goes into that. Like, they don't just show up and run.
This guy runs professionally. That's how he makes a living.
Yeah, and they put a lot of work into it.
And
he's probably, to be honest, probably insulted that Tyreek thinks he can win, but this is great for his business.
Yes.
Really good for Noah Lyles.
And so,
remember how popular he got for like 2 weeks, Noah Lyles?
So he got COVID, and he didn't run the 200. 200 is his baby, right? That's his baby.
Yeah, the other one was his mistress, remember?
He was terrible. Yeah,
isn't that what he called it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he somehow did win the 100. Everybody thought he was just going to breeze through and win the 200. And then,
yeah, but he had like his moment there because, first of all, he was a big star during the Olympics. And then he got into, remember he was fighting with, it was a Kevin Durant? Because Kevin Durant, there's no fight that guy will turn down.
Well, he said...
That they're not world champions.
They're not world champion. Yeah. He goes, I'm a world champion. Like, I am the fastest man in the world. I run all over the world. I beat everybody. That was his thing.
I mean, he's right.
Well, he didn't make any friends in the NBA. No, they weren't.
He's technically right.
And then that's when Tyreek, of course, he couldn't help himself. He wanted to jump in there and thinks he can beat him.
I think it'd be very entertaining to watch, and I think it'd be great for their
curious.
Sport.
I'm curious to see. Remember a couple years ago, the Seattle Seahawks? What's the receiver on the outside freak, the physical freak?
DK Metcalf.
Remember he ran in a race against some of the fast guys? He ran a 10.3 or 10.400 meter, which is not, but he wanted to show him. And so Tyreek's going to do this, man. They said it's going to do it this summer.
Are they just going to do the one event?
Well, they're trying to figure out, yeah. Well, it's one. No, they're... Is it going to be a 40? Is it going to be a 60? Or is it going to be 100 meters?
Well, I was going to say, Tyreek could, like, what do they call that, where you strap a bunch of weight to your back and you, like, have to lift up and down? Because we know he's good at that.
Okay, so that was a shot at the girl that he just took up the stairs. That's exactly
Not at all.
That's exactly what you're talking about.
Deadlifting? Is that what they call that?
You're making. Anyone know? You know, but anyway, this I would, if I'm Tyreek and he's doing this himself or having somebody else, get it as close to 40 yards as you can.
40 yards? Come on.
40 meters, whatever. But
oh.
You think you can run 100? You're talking about Tyreek run 100 against this guy?
Yeah, let's go. Guy says, Texas says Noah's a closer, starts slow. Tyreek peaks super quickly with this race not being a 400 meters. Tyreek has a legit chance. You might be right.
Legit chance at what? At 40?
You're right. If it's a 40, I'm
that's
guessing
what I'm saying.
Close.
No, yeah, he's got to do 40 because Tyreek will get off to a quick start, and Noah Lyles does not have a great start. But you start talking about going 100 meters, his last 20 is going to be giddy up. So anyway, I guess we'll...
That'd be fun. Hopefully we can bet on it.
So you know what happens if he somehow gets smoked in this race? You know what happens, the other side of this.
It'd be very embarrassing for him, right?
They're going to say, what happened to that extra gear that we used to see? And you're 30, you're going to be 31. And are you sure you want to do this?
By the way, it wouldn't kill the guy to just lay low.
He can't.
I know he can't, but it wouldn't kill him. That's all I'm saying.
He just can't help himself. Apparently he's got guys with him, and they're throwing out names of other teams too. They can't.
Now listen, I love the idea of doing this, especially if they could do it for charity, which I assume they would, right?
Yeah, okay.
You think they're going to take the money?
We'll see.
Remember they did
You know they want Netflix to pick. This has got Netflix screaming
it
all
actually
over the
does.
Place.
Remember they did the Panther Arena at Amaranth Bank Arena? Was it Ocho Cinco that sponsored like a race?
They did. Do you remember who won it?
I don't remember who was in it.
The guy that was a sprinter that was a long jump, like one of the best long jumpers in the United States, who played for the Buffalo Bills. I totally forgot his name. Somebody out there will get it for you. But he won that.
Huh.
He did win that. But, hey, right now.
The guy that had like two first names, right? I don't remember the guy.
I don't remember. He took a year off for family stuff, too. Mm. I don't even know if he's in football. He might be done. Hey, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up here. Do want to tell you about Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. It might be the weekend where the air conditioning unit breaks down or you got plumbing problems. And all I can tell you is this. Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing started 35 years ago. Big Daddy Lenny started this with one truck. And here they are today. We lost Lenny. But we still have the family, Eric and all the guys over there, 135 trucks on the road every day, 35 years in the business, still working 7 days a week to take care of all of your air conditioning and plumbing problems every day. It's growing, gets bigger, and they are fantastic, the people they have. Listen, I want everybody to know it's water heaters, it's air conditioning units. We have a warehouse full of them, all different sizes. So whatever you need, we don't have to order them. We have them in stock for quick installation for you. That's the go every day, same day installation. We have financing plans to help you out. I mean, they're really doing it all. As I said, family owned and going strong. You see the billboards. And if you forget any of the information, billboard will give you everything with that beautiful girl on there that you need to know. Who's, by the way, very nice lady. 1-888-349-6922. 1-888-349-6922. Say, hey, Joe Rose, a good friend of mine. I need some service. I need somebody to come out and take a look. Air conditioning unit. I need a plumber. And let Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing take good care of you today.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.